This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to all this week. They include animal waste on Pine Court. RP believes a neighbor is throwing dog manure on his rental property. Disposition assistance, Kevin. So how to get rid of that dog poo? I'd use a 9-iron. Get it onto the neighbor's yard.
Don't use a wedge.
No, it takes too much of a divot, so maybe even a 4-iron. You really get some distance on it, so maybe get it up on the roof. So officer flagged down 31st Street, flagged down with questions about mopeds. Can I pick up girls driving a moped?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, but you don't want your friends to see you.
No, you do not. So, miscellaneous assistant, Central Avenue, has numerous questions about weeds and junk on the adjacent properties. Disposition assistant, Kevin. He has a list of questions about weed and junk. So, I think there's probably just two ordinances, but he has lots of questions. So, harassment on Stella Court. RP says her ex-boyfriend has been harassing and stalking her. Disposition assistance given. That actually is against the law.
Yes, it is.
You can't do that. So, traffic stop on County Road 6WX. Driver cited for unrestrained child under 9. Warrant for failure to stop at a stop sign. Disposition citation issued. You don't want to stop short because the kid's not buckled in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't stop. So
yeah, let me peel Junior off the dashboard.
Yeah. Intoxicated subject, Irma Hotel. RP says that two of the cast members of the gunfight were kissed by an intoxicated female. Assistance given. So,
well, this is actually an old report. Anton and I were talking about this on Monday. That's against the law. I think it's known as an unlawful touching.
Ooh. Well, don't do that, people.
And you think you're just being friendly, but.
And then they called the cops.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if she were Miss Cody Rodeo, they probably would not.
We don't know.
Guessing.
Just guessing. Going out on a limb.
Let's see. Traffic stop. Speeding. Property found. Buffalo Bill Center of the West found a loaded firearm in the restroom. Okay, so you're going to the museum. I'll need my gun. Why? We don't know. Because, you know, there's all kinds of criminals walking around looking at Charlie Russell.
Well, criminal art lovers.
Well, and then, unless they took it from the gun museum, I don't think that they have ammo there.
Pretty sure those are kept locked up.
So then, of course, while you're at the museum, well, I think I'll grab a magazine and go hang out in the restroom for a while.
Let's see.
And then, well, I can't drop my drawers without putting my gun on the floor.
Well, and, you know, a lot of people, when you leave the restaurant, okay, wallet check, cell phone check. Oops, forgot to double check.
Forgot my gun. So that I brought into the museum. Because, of course, you might want to approve of a Remington by shooting your gun off in the air.
Yeehaw!
I love that one.
Bang, bang, bang.
Animal call other, Whitewater Avenue. RP has questions about a bat on her front door screen. Assistance, Kevin, has a question about it. Is it normal?
Should I feed it?
Yeah. So what do they like to do? So property found, 19th Street. Pistol found in the middle of the road. So what are these people just chucking their guns out? I've had it with this gun. I'm throwing it out the window. So
when you own so many guns, you can just chuck them around.
Yeah. So, and then maybe meant to throw his cigarette out and instead threw his gun. We don't know. So, Nuisance complaint at Mountain Mist Sprinklers and Lawn Care. Garbage piled on the street. Trash is full. Disposition assistance given. Call the city. So, let's see. Miscellaneous assistance at the city shop. RP got locked at the shops. Disposition assistance given. So, must be first day.
He's beating on the door. I want to go home. Let me out.
How's the new guy working out?
Oh, I forgot about the new guy.
Oh, no, he's locked in.
He's been in there all night.
Intoxicated subject, Rumsey, RP states, a male, about 6'2", short sleeve, plaid shirt, black cowboy hat, has trouble walking, was knelt down at an intersection, assistance given. Of course, that's at the drinking hour of 4:39 in the afternoon. So, there you go. Citizen contact, Taco John's. Two subjects hitchhiking, so they're heading out of town. We've had it with Cody, well, so that's enough. So,
let them go.
Yeah. Let's see. Traffic. Probation violation, C case. So you don't want that to happen.
Whoops.
Traffic complaint, still a court. Vehicle just left speeding. It's a Honda Civic. Disposition, unable to locate. So, yeah, showing off their speeding in a Honda Civic. They can get around. So nuisance complaint on Rumsey. Large items in the alley. Disposition, assistance kept. It's a tank. Property found, Yankee Car Wash. A plate found in the car wash. Disposition, informational. Got some good pressure on those.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
But might want to check the water pressure. Back it off just a little bit.
Miscellaneous assistance, Alger. RP requested to speak with C-11. They advised C-11 was on another incident, and she would call RP when available. When I asked RP what he needed to speak to C-11 about, he was vague and just stated a couple questions. I'm very vague.
C-11 sounds popular.
Yeah, really popular. So,
I wanted to ask her out on a date.
Yeah, it could be. Let's see, motor vehicle crash, Meadow Lane Village Apartments, car versus dumpster and fence. I blame the dumpster.
The dumpster and fence are a better driver than you are.
Yeah. Nuisance complaint, Alpine Avenue, RP calling about the neighbor's tree. So, you think the tree likes me?
I think that tree just flipped me off.
Motor vehicle crash on Sheridan, hit and run. Victim, a 2002 green Ford Explorer. Disposition, C case. It's tens of dollars worth of damage. Traffic stop, 12th Street. Driver warned for improper parking and impeding traffic. Disposition, warning issued. Talked about that with these Colorado drivers, just stopping on a four lane. So just stopped, got out, went and shopped. So. Property lost. Good to go. Black leather trifold, credit card, Ohio ID, $1,500 in cash in it. So, had a debit card, but still needs $1,500.
You're on vacation. You never know when cash will come in handy.
Harassment, Juby's Trailer Court. RP called to report harassment from another person via social media. Determined the matter was civil. Disposition, assistance given. So they got onto Juby's Facebook, their own group. Hey, this one's harassing me. Suspicious activity, Tractor Supply, eastbound. RP being followed by a red Mercedes SUV. Disposition, gone on arrival. So,
some guy in a Mercedes wants my Ford.
Yeah. Harassment, Irma Hotel. Nothing in progress. Earlier, a male at the Irma tried to get the RP to fight him. Disposition, assistance given. Alcohol may have been a part of that.
You eyeballing my girl?
Yeah. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim no longer kisses the gunfighters over at the Irma.
Not after that one incident.
Anyway, appreciate the appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's police blotter report.